This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Real quick before we get to what happened on stage at Deck the Hall Ball, where we had a little bit of a snafu as we were ready to announce how many toys we had collected for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. Kennedy and I performed. We performed three songs. This was our final song, and it was a treat for us that Nick McGeehee, who is our band director, who has helped put this whole thing together.
Really?
Who has performed with us now for a couple of years.
He's an angel.
Asked about performing with us on a song.
Once again, give it up for Kennedy. Amazing.
So this is Nick, and Nick makes sure that we sound good and we stay on tempo and on key. And this year he asked if he could sing along with us, and I said, well, absolutely. And the song that he picked was so perfect because it's literally our song to all of you, because without you standing by us, we would not be here. So this is for every last one of you, all right? All right, let's go!
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. No, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Hey, Nick, stand by me.
Give it up for Nick.
If the sky that we look upon should ever tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble down into the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Darling, won't you stand by me.
There we are performing last night, or Saturday night, at Deck the Hall Ball with our good friend Nick McGeehee with an assist on Stand By Me.
AJR or Max McNown, who? Kennedy.
It was just a really fun time to be able to do that, really and truly.
No, you guys did wonderful.
Yeah, it sounded great. How did it feel to you?
Great. Yeah. I mean, I walked off the stage in just a very good space. I was very pleased.
Yeah, it was
a
lot of fun.
I'm glad we did it. I didn't want to do it, and I'm glad we did it.
Well, I'm glad you did it too. I know I badgered you into this.
But it's all right.
I appreciate you.
And let it not go unsaid that Carson, you did great on electric guitar as well.
Thank you, thank you.
Shredding the gnar.
Yeah. Shredding the gnar.
Melted their faces off at Dick the Hall Ball.
We want to say thank you to Kona Big Wave, to Rufino, to Shaw's and Star Market, and to Macy's, our wonderful sponsors. It really just was a fantastic time, and Deck the Hall Ball is really the wrap-up to our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. And so, you know, we have a lot going on. We're interviewing artists, we're performing, and then at the end of all of it, when we're performing, we're on stage, and we announce how many toys we've collected. And we have this ceremony that we do every year where they come up with the numbers. The Marine Corps comes up there. The thing was, I don't know what happened. Something happened.
They just weren't ready.
They weren't ready.
That just is what it is.
There was a miscommunication somewhere along the line.
But we made it work.
We did make it.
We did something.
We got to it at the end.
We finally did get there. This was us up on stage after we just finished performing.
Give it up once again for our good friend Nick McGeehee. Nice job, Nick. Thank you. And give it up for Kennedy.
And give it up for Carson on the electric guitar, y'all.
All right.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So we have some toys. We got to take care of some toys, and I'm not going to lie, I got the number before we got here, and we were short.
Yeah.
Give it up. This is Brendan. You probably saw Brendan recently on the Today Show because he walks up to random people on the streets of Boston and gets into pillow fights. Give me that. Wait, don't. That's actually fun, Kennedy. Do you want to try? Okay. Here, you take that. Okay, where are the numbers? We are waiting for the numbers. I think they're supposed to be coming up here now.
What you're going to hear, too, you're going to hear pauses. You're going to hear a lot of awkward laughing because we don't know what to do.
Yeah, I didn't have the number. Neither of us had the number, so we couldn't even just announce it even if we needed to. We didn't know.
I think they forgot the numbers, guys. Hold on,
well, whatever,
we're waiting.
Just let me know what the number is. Because we're on a timer.
That's got to be weird with 7,000 people staring at you and you don't know what to say.
Sweet Megan, who works with us, who's one of our promotions folks, she was on the other side of the stage, and I was looking at her, and I'm like, do you know the number? And she's on the phone. After I got off stage, she's like, I've never called so many people in rapid succession in my entire life trying to get you what you needed. So thank you, Megan.
We're on a timer.
So.
Oh my God.
How's everybody doing?
Like, I don't even know the number. I
this
would just
is
be like,
so
here's the
amazing.
Number, but I don't know the number.
It could be worse. We could have had a medical event right in the middle of our performance. If you were here last year, that did happen. Thankfully, that woman was okay. Dan, do we... Dan, produce something.
So, at this point, Dan is coming running on stage.
Well, I ran frantically backstage to be like, where the hell are the numbers? And they were like, we don't have them ready. Go figure it out on stage.
So, I thought when you were running on stage, you had the number. So I was kind of setting you up. I was like, produce something, thinking you were going to produce the number for us.
I did not.
Dan, produce something. I don't know that that works. Come over here.
So they are frantically getting the numbers backstage. They told us in the business called vamping, which means just make stuff up until they're ready.
Okay, great. Brendan, you're going to throw out some T-shirts. Please be careful.
Thankfully, Brendan, who was dressed as Spuddy the Elf, was there to save the day. And starts throwing out T-shirts. So at least there's something happening on stage. And if I'm being honest with you, Kennedy, I was just trying to think of something to talk about, promote something that was going to be happening on the show this week. And I just drew a blank. I could not even remember when my birthday was at this moment.
You just hit the classic. So, how's everybody doing?
Yeah, I was about to run off. And then I saw him in the corner. And I'm like, get on stage. They were just standing there with holding the cards. And I'm like, no, now you come on the stage. Let's go.
Again, just awkward silence. Him throwing out T-shirts.
Thank you for saving the day.
Thank God for the elf.
Don't show the numbers, please. Make sure. Don't show the numbers. Hide.
Yeah, as they're coming out, they're all holding the numbers facing the crowd.
Except the big reveal is already
being revealed. Yes, and I'm like, no, don't show the numbers, please.
We're firing all cylinders.
Thank you. Also, you may notice there are some men in uniform up here. It's one of my favorite things that we do on the show. I'm a veteran myself. I love to support my fellow veterans. Give it up for these gentlemen from the United States Marine Corps. I said give it up for these gentlemen from the United States Marine Corps. Let them know. Are you ready? Mr. Elf, drum roll. Everybody give us a drum roll, please. God, I hope they're in the right order. Oh, Jesus. This could only happen to us.
At this point, Kennedy is now trying to fix it because they are all in the wrong order.
They're just backwards. So we just had to move some people.
There was commas in the wrong places.
We figured it out.
This could only happen to us. So, I love that number. Did it say 6-7? It said 6-7! 10,476 toys. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Stick around. We got a great show. Max McDown is here. AJR is here. We love you.
So when they first flip around the number, it says 67,000 toys is what we've collected.
Which would have been pretty amazing.
Which would have been incredible.
True.
Think of the children.
The kids went crazy when they saw the 6-7.
You went crazy.
You were literally the only one.
I was not the only one.
You were. No one even recognized it.
That is
you
so
pointed
untrue.
It out and then moved it so it would stay that way.
Kids noticed it and started screaming at me, and that's when I noticed it.
Disagree.
You're probably right. What a show, Kennedy.
Such good times.
I mean,
if everything went well, we'd have nothing to talk about.
No, it's true.
And who cares anyway? At the end of the day, it's just about the fact that we did it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.